Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. Be sure to check out all 314 of our radio shows plus all our celebrity interviews. And you can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And also you can check out the blog at divaofdole.com, and we're on iTunes. And I think we have Carrie here tonight, the diva. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hello.
And I think Anne, there she is.
Really?
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
There she is. Hello, Anna. And
hello.
Yeah, fashionably, but you made it fashionably late, but you're here. You're just right on time. Actually, and where can we find you on Twitter?
Definitely not being chased by the police this time.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer.
I know.
Jeez.
I thought about it.
Mm-hmm. I was.
You can find me
at Causey Hooch, right?
At Causey Hooch, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I also want to plug at Bob Hapka, Amy Hapka. And you can also find at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow and at Guilt Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. I was just, you were saying about your mad, the police ride. I said, I was telling Carrie about my taxi ride, my two-hour ride to go 28 miles in L.A. So that was that. That's how my day of days started. And then the other half of it coming, and then the end of it coming home, my husband came to pick me up at the airport. I got in at 12:10 a.m. He hit a deer on 22 on the way to get me.
Yeah.
So that's how it ended. So, but luckily he was
Carrie,
okay.
When Mary Ann was first mentioned to me that he hit a deer on the way to pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she said he had a beer on the way to pick me up and I was like, you're not that bad.
Well, he might have.
Like, come on.
Might have done that.
Well,
he might have done that.
Did he have his days off? Did he enjoy the days away?
I don't know. He had like 4 days to himself, so I'm sure he was in heaven. Yeah. I wasn't there.
He was picturing you as Teo Penglis.
Yeah. Well, I know I had a good time.
Oh,
you know what
sure
they say.
You did.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh. So anyway, but he was okay, and they hit took out the headlight and part of the cracked the grill. But it's like $1,500 damage.
Oh, jeez.
Luckily, we
okay.
have and it comes under comp, which is nice. It's $100 deductible, so all we have to pay is $100. Because I thought, might come under like collision. That's our $500 deductible. I said, oh God, this trip's going to cost me even more than what it did. But you never know.
That's a scary deal. There's deer
on here. Oh, this is a bad time of the year anyway for deer in this area.
Yeah.
Or probably for anywhere, I suppose. But yeah.
So did he still pick you up? So the question is, did he still arrive on time to pick you up?
He actually was there like over a half an hour early anyway. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the man right there.
Yeah.
By a deer and have a car accident and still get there
he
before.
He was still waiting. Yeah.
Aww.
My flight was on time, actually. Actually, my flight was a little early, but yeah.
Hmm.
So, nothing eventful on the plane ride, though. You know, that was, thank goodness.
That's good.
So, yeah, except it was snowing up in, like, when, I don't know how many, it was all snow coming down, But then, until you got down on the ground, it was rain. But, so.
Yeah.
So.
So did you already tell people as to where to? Did you guys say about where to find the interviews and all that stuff?
Well, yeah. They're up.
They on,
at, I think Terry has.
We had two up
are
right
they
now.
On iTunes?
Carrie has
know.
Two up right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They
awesome.
On iTunes. Yeah. I saw them.
Oh,
they're on.
Right,
you can go to Blog Talk Radio, right?
Right. Yeah, they're on the blog, too. They're embedded, and they should be on iTunes.
Awesome.
I have the Hayes' interview up, and I have Christian Fonso and Gail and Gary.
Awesome.
So I'll
very
work
cool.
on those
okay.
tomorrow. After. I've been working pretty much all week. I haven't had time.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I'll try tomorrow
yeah.
night. I'll try to get some more. My computer's going really slow, too. That's driving me nuts. But, yeah, I'll try tomorrow to get a couple more up.
Yeah. And now,
thanks
yeah, some of them we had just a short amount of time with some, and some we had a little bit longer. So some were
yeah.
short,
yeah.
like 5 minutes or under, and some were like 8 to 9 minutes. It just depends, you know, who we're there. And sometimes
yeah.
we just, before we started with the mic, we just kind of talked to them a little bit and then turn on the mic. But, yeah, they kind of, the second half of the day was kind of, clusterfuck, if you want to say. But it was like just kind of crazy. I think by the time they get to the second part of the day, they're kind of getting behind. It's kind of rushed.
Yeah.
So they kind of get you through. But it was nice. It was nice to talk to all of them. I had some nice interviews. And I know Carrie has Susan Seaforth Hayes and Bill Hayes up. They are just so adorable.
Aren't they? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. And I got to talk to Bill Hayes just for a little bit. This was before they'll come in, like, you know how they come in and they'll, like, before the interview start, and they have breakfast there in the morning, and
yeah,
he was sitting on
yeah.
he was just sitting there at the table, and I just walked up to him and introduced myself and talked to him for a little bit. He's just so nice, and just so, you know, I was talking about the Doug place, and he's just so happy that that's back. And I think we touched upon that a little bit in the interview about Doug's place. And
that's
and
so
like,
neat. I
said,
just love that.
Yeah. He said for 10 years or so, they had music almost every day back in the day.
Wow.
But now they can't because
wow.
it's so expensive to do the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're
mm-hmm.
going to hopefully do some singing, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice to
yeah.
to interview them and
you would think that
they were
could
fun.
Do some classics. Mm-hmm. You would think they could do at least some classics that the copyrights have.
I heard
know,
on
don't the copyrights
yeah,
end
I heard
for
on
a
the
while
Mike,
or something? Or
yeah,
no?
yeah. On the Michael Fairman
know.
Interview, I just watched the Michael Fairman interview, and she said that you can only do anything before 1923. Anything
oh,
after 1923? Yes. So,
wow.
So any songs written before 1923,
wow.
it's fair game. So
oh, okay.
I don't know, but she's
first
hoping Ken with his musical background will.
okay.
Yeah. So
yeah.
she's hoping Ken with his musical background and all that will
that
get
will
more music
the
on the show and. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That
and
be
I
great.
Have and I have to say for the first time at Day of Days, the writers, not Ron, but Sherry Anderson was there and Ryan Kwan was there. And Greg Meng was there, producer.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know if you
I
said
the,
at the beginning,
yeah.
but I had to cancel my flights at the last minute or I would have been there.
I know.
I was just salivating hearing that. Oh, I would have loved to have met Ryan and Sherry. That's so cool.
Yeah, I talked to Sherry for a little bit, and then I talked to Greg for just a short, you know, short period of time, just a little bit passing.
Yeah.
They were just so busy, you know, they're just busy.
Sure.
But it was. And I have to say, I was talking to Sherry, and you can tell she's really into it and really takes it to everything to heart. And we were watching the preview. They do that
mm-hmm.
at the end of the preview, which was
the
a
promo?
Really great preview. Yeah, and I heard Michael Fairman edited and all that, but it was really great.
Oh, neat.
And as she was watching, I actually happened to be standing beside her when they were playing. I didn't even know she was there, and I turned around, and she was standing
That's
there watching.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
and
so
she's
cool.
watching it, and I'm watching her watching it, and I turn around, and she's crying at the end when everybody's, you know, people, and she's watching, I'm watching the fans, she's hearing the fans' reaction, and she's watching that, and I said, oh, Sherry, you're getting, you know, I said, oh, she's, well, you know, that's kind of like her bait. You know what I mean? They get so involved in the show,
because,
and she says she's so proud of it. She's so proud of everything that they've been doing.
Well, you know, and it's too, because since they're not a live audience, they don't have a live audience that they're recording in front of and stuff. I'm sure it's nice for the – I'm sure when the audience reacted, you know, to the promo.
Oh, you should have heard it. You know, of course they showed
– It was neat for her to experience that, because they don't get a lot of firsthand, you know. You know, it's not like a Broadway show where you get applause and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they showed they hadn't showed it what we found this week about Sammy finding Will, and then this is before we knew that what are you talking? I'm not Will Horton, I'm EJ. I'm EJ DeMera. And everybody goes, "Oh," you know, that got a big reaction. and then the other thing, then this is a spoiler coming up, which is kind of what we can discuss that too coming up, is Sammy kidnaps Ben to kill Will again, or to attack him, or be violent with him, so it'll get his. She thinks it'll get his memories back. Talk about bizarre! Ron is like,
that's
just a little bizarre, but that is really bizarre. And Ben was saying, and they call me crazy. More or less, Ben doesn't want to do it because he's recovered, and Will's his friend now. He says, you're the, you know what I mean? It's kind of reverse, like Sammy's the one that's kind of going a little wacko. But now that got a big reaction. And then the thing that got the biggest reaction, I don't know if you've seen the end of the promo, Sammy and Rafe kiss, you know,
oh,
they embrace
dear.
And they're
I didn't think
kissing.
That was what it was going to be.
Everybody went, that was like, oh my God. They didn't see that one coming. So,
wow.
That was, yeah,
well,
and that was
what
the
about,
end.
What,
I mean, that was
what
the
about,
last thing they showed.
Included? The most important part, who was included in the promo this time?
Oh, yes, and there was more, yes. Never included. We saw Kate and Andre, and I was like, oh, my God, they showed Kate and Andre. And Kate, and this is coming up too, we'll discuss this in the show, Kate's being a bad little girl right now.
I love that,
she's being a bad little girl. Yeah, she's blackmailing Tripp. She's letting Andre take the fall for what she did. But she's kind of having remorse, you know, it shows her crying there at the end, boo-hoo.
Oh.
And, yeah, but in the promo, she confesses and confides in Andre and tells him what she did. And Andre has this look on his face. Now the thing is, what will Andre do? Will he be the sweet, will he be her hero and, like, cover for her, or will he throw her under the bus? So, you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking I know which one it's probably going to be, but yeah, I'm thinking, yeah. So, yeah, so it was nice to see them included in the promo.
Yes.
Coming up. Yes. So, anyway, that was kind
who
of
your,
Day of Days and then
who
our
was
interview.
Your biggest surprise? Who was your biggest, like, of the people that you interviewed this time? Who was, I mean, because they're all wonderful. We'll just say that right now. They're all wonderful, and we each have our maybe favorite characters and stuff like that. But who of the actors was maybe the most surprising to you this time?
Oh, I can tell you who was the nicest, most polite. Everything was yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Was Lucas Adams, who played Tripp. He was just
a sweetheart. I love him.
And I think it's because I haven't met him yet. He's one of the ones that I had not met yet. And I got to talk to him.
Really,
and I
good
told
him. About him.
Yes, I told him, you know, when new people come on, we're kind of like reluctant. Oh, God, another new character, you know. And I said, but he instantly took a liking to him. I said, your acting came off very well at the you know, from the very first time you came on. And I said, and you were the perfect one to
literally
play Steve's son. Not only look like, you kind of like act him. And we already talked to Stephen Nichols about that too. And he agreed too. He said, yeah, he really does look like my son, right? Yeah. But, yeah, he impressed me.
Yeah. He's a neat kid. He's
like
a neat.
Yeah. And
did you,
Eli,
now, did you,
and of course
get
I have
to meet the new. Did you get to meet the new Sierra? Or did they just
introduce
her?
Did, they introduced, or actually Christian Alfonso,
okay.
when they're all up on the stage.
That's cool.
She did not do any
yeah.
interviews, but she got to, just like how they introduced the other ones.
Yeah.
I think that's what, maybe
uh-huh.
when Chase
yeah.
coming on
uh-huh.
before
yeah.
and Theo yeah. and all them. Yeah.
Right. Right. That's
yeah,
cool.
But it was a shame. Kyler Pettis was, of course, not there. And even the and it's because he's gone now. Yeah.
I know.
He's
I'm
not
really
on the show
about
anymore.
That.
And Olivia kind of, interviewing her, she was with Drake and Deidre. And she said,
uh-huh.
yeah, I know, we questioned her. And she said, yeah, it's kind of hard. People are, but we can't give away storyline, and he's not
right.
hearing it. So it was kind of hard. It was kind of hard for her,
yeah.
them, I think, to you know, it was hard for them to answer questions because of what,
mm-hmm.
and of course, nobody knew at that time what happened this week. Did he get
right.
the JJ shot? You know, we didn't
yeah,
see that yet.
Yeah, they kept that a really good secret, didn't they? I mean, as far as this week.
Yeah, I had heard some spoilers about that, just
yeah.
but not recent, just, you know, a little bit before
right.
it came
right.
out. But,
yeah.
and she was a sweetheart. It's nice, like, now I wasn't a Claire fan, but when you meet the actress or the actors that play them,
right.
sometimes
uh-huh.
you kind of
yeah.
change your, like, mind about her.
Uh-huh.
Although she's coming, getting to be a little better as Claire.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, and Nadia had her little baby, showed us her baby.
Oh.
She's streaming
oh.
his crib. Sleeping in his crib, and she's streaming it live on her phone.
Oh,
so she can see
cute.
Her baby sleeping, and she's
oh.
showing us her baby. And so that was sweet.
Yeah.
And Brian DeTillo. Oh, I just like, it was like bowing down. So I said, okay, what are you submitting for the Emmy? Well, give me some ideas. What should I submit? And I said, you need to submit, I think they can do three or something. I said, you need to submit different things, like somebody,
yeah.
like your scenes with Sammy were so powerful.
The
your scenes in the
with,
church
yes.
with Will were so, you know.
And even the scenes with Brady.
And your scenes with Kate.
Brady and him. Oh, yes.
And Brady
oh,
and him, yeah. I said, there's so many different perspectives with different people. He says, he looked at me and said, oh, that's a good idea. He said, oh, okay. He said, and then he says, and I think Carrie had asked him, he says, well, how much more of drunk Lucas are we going to see? You know, because Lucas has been drunk for a while. He said, you
yeah.
like drunk Lucas. Yeah. But, yeah, he's always fun.
I love him, yeah.
That's yeah.
cool. Yeah, I just kind of want
yeah.
to get ideas.
Yeah, and Teo and Lauren are always fun.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
Teo is Teo.
I love them.
Yeah. You never know. Box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
And Lauren is always
anyway.
Great.
And Lauren is
always
fun and great.
She's always
got
great.
And they're funny together.
Oh,
they kind of
also
act like a married couple anyway.
Yes.
They're kind of like
yes,
a little bit back and forth with each other. I'm there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. They kind of were
cute.
Acting
it
like
really
they were
cute. The banter.
And I heard somebody else
the
say
banter.
That in one of the other. Yes. And I guess they did that in other interviews too. I don't know if they were kind
they're
of playing
cute,
off their characters too. I think
uh-huh.
maybe to help
uh-huh.
like promote their characters
well, they've
a little
gotten,
bit.
They've grown to be friends because really, other than a few scenes,
yes.
a few infamous ones like the tango, cough cough, and the limo scene.
Yeah.
They really hadn't done that much together on screen after all these years. So, you know, they really got to be, I think, more connect more this time, you know, with their story with Condre,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's neat because I've always thought those two would be neat together, you know, that they their personalities
mm-hmm.
and everything, not only their characters, but as people, they seem like they would click. But what was it?
And you brought up the tango, and now after the fact, I thought instead of asking about the kiss, I should have asked about the tango.
Oh, that's thank you for reminding me.
Like,
that's
when are we
what
gonna
I was
going
to mention. You guys,
mm-hmm.
maybe have you guys tweeted that maybe at the Diva of Duel, or maybe that would be a fun thing to put on the blog? Is your question that you've got that they pimped the Diva of Duel in front of everybody. And
yeah, on the video. Yeah, I found
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, but I kind of went on YouTube because everybody films red carpet and puts their you know, their
mm-hmm.
things, and a lot of fans
mm-hmm.
like film the interviews and all that and the question
mm-hmm.
and answer. And somebody had it in on the question and answer.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
I got the ads, and he kind of, yeah, he did mention our show. He says, now, you have a show or you have a website, right? It's called The Diva of Dole. And I said, yeah, it's The Diva of Dole. And then I said about, you know, where a lot of our fans like Condre and kind of was pimping them a little bit and asked them. And so I wanted to ask the question to Teo and Lauren, because a lot of times they don't get asked questions. It's always the same ones. Donna Marlena, will you do a kiss for us? They did it again this year. Please kiss them. Oh, and they had to do their kiss. So that was kind of fun. We thought that was nice that they did that. So to put it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I want to also thank Sherry and Carrie. They were there. Carrie's real good. You know, she helped do the a lot of the questions and stuff. And we kind of decided just to, like, wing it. We really didn't have a lot of questions. So we kind of just talked to them, and which sometimes I think is the best way to do
always
it.
Always nice, spontaneous, you know.
Yeah,
and they kind were of in the moment. Being more in the moment, not just going off of a list of things, you know, whatever.
And they've been doing it for, I don't know what, like 5 or 6 years now?
Plus, it's kind of fun to play off of them, you know, because they're, you know, like Teo, like you were saying with Teo and Lauren, they were playing kind of playing off each other. So it's kind of fun to play off of that. It gives you something to, you know,
bounce off of, you know.
And we were lucky. We got mostly everybody. 2009? I think
2008. 2008. Because I went 2009, and I think they had already done it 1 year. Because I missed it the first year, because Teo and Leanne, I think, were there the year before, and then they killed Tony off, and so Teo wasn't at the first one that I went to.
I don't think they did, because 2011, we weren't doing interviews then, because
we didn't get
a Diva interview.
No, we were doing
Oh, 2008 was Day of Days. Oh, okay, no.
Yeah.
I was talking about Sherry and Carrie. They've been doing it for us for
quite
a while. Yeah, I don't know how many years.
All right.
So, and they seem to, like, even some of the actors kind of seem to remember them, or, you know, or
neat.
The Diva. And they do, and it's I like it. It's really nice that a lot of the actors will remember Diva of Dole, or they've seen something, or they've know, you know, they'll acknowledge that. They've, you know, heard of us, so.
That's neat.
They're just being nice.
They sound like, shout out to our wonderful Diva Carrie.
Diva
Duel. She started it all.
It's still going, so that's really good.
It's still going.
Going. I have a 314th Blog Talk radio show. Of course, came after the blog. The blog came first.
Right.
And that was, 2009? Was that 9? 2009? Or was it before that? 8?
Yeah. Well, around there.
I'm thinking. Around there, I think.
End of 2008 or something. I don't know. Anyway. All right.
It's been a long time. Yes.
Yeah.
Been a long time. So what did you guys watch this week? I think this week was probably one of the best weeks, or the one show I've been thinking it was Wednesday show, whenever JJ shot Theo.
Oh my god,
that was such a the performances were excellent. James
and
Reynolds,
like, when JJ throws up, JJ was so upset. Like, I don't know if it was the next day.
Casey Moss.
That he threw up. I mean, I was feeling sick to my stomach, and then, you know, all of a sudden he, like, just throws up in the planter or something, because it was like he's so upset about it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he's done a really great job. Casey Moss did a great job.
Oh, I think so, too. And unfortunately, those were the two we just kind of was just running out of time that we did not get to interview. But other than that, we got everybody else. I had met Casey before, but he did a really good job. So, did anybody want to talk about that? You guys did you guys see it, or?
Yeah, that's
what you thought of it?
Besides Casey, I think James Reynolds was fantastic this week, too.
Who?
James Reynolds.
I think he was the best actor.
James Reynolds.
He was amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, and Abe has lost so much. You know, he just got over Lexi dying and was moving on with his life. And basically his whole world kind of revolves around Theo and Lanny and just losing him, too. I mean, that's basically, you know, the last thing he has of Lexi, you know. It's just, is their son together? And, yeah, he told, I can't remember if it was Jennifer, that if Theo dies, and then the friendship between the Carvers and the Hortons is done. And I mean, that's like a 30-plus year friendship. I mean, Abe has always been over for Christmas, the Horton event hanging, and he's always been over for the Horton event. Yeah, so that was really devastating.
Oh, and when he said something about how, like when he said something about how he and Theo got through, you know, losing Lexi together or something like that. I don't know how he said it, but it was like he helped him get through that. Or I don't know how he said it, but it was just, it was just gut-wrenching.
Oh, it was when he was talking to Theo and Theo was laying there and like, don't die. I mean, his hands were shaking. I was actually, and there's only certain actors that make me cry. He made me cry. There's certain scenes and those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was like just so in the moment. Like I was like right there with him. And he did. He made me cry.
You felt like it was his kid. It made me think, the beats that they were playing this week seemed like it really reminded me of the old school soap. You know, like the soap and the gold.
The writing
era,
is,
you know,
phenomenal.
Yes.
The acting, the phenomenal. They're getting back to the families and they're remembering the history. And Susan Seaforth Hayes brought that out. She just loves that Ron is bringing in this history and bringing back characters, trying to stay true to history and bringing even back characters that we want to see.
And the relationship on the perennial cruise. She never wants to hear the cruise again, I'm sure.
yes. And they're using like bringing her and Chloe together to buy Club DVD and make it in Doug Place and including them more. So that was. Yeah, it looks like how Abe was just so upset at Jennifer because it was her son, which, you know, in a way that's kind of unrealistic, but he's going through, like, and Abigail was trying, and then there was good scenes with Abigail and Jen trying to explain to Jennifer, that, you know, he's hurting now, he's lashing out, he's not realizing what he's saying, you know, which is true. People, when they go through that, are trying to find blame somewhere to somebody. And so I think they're playing it really well all around. And how Jennifer's feeling guilty. She's feeling hurt. JJ is feeling guilty. Now, did you guys see how it happened? How Theo was running away with that, holding that thing, to keep that thing in his hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they brought into his Theo's autism where he said, drop the weapon, drop the gun, drop the weapon. And Theo stops and he looks, but he's not dropping the weapon. And then JJ's thinking, because why should he? Because he everything's literal to him. Like, he didn't have a gun, so he's not going to drop it. If he would have said, drop what's in your hand. I thought that was...
Right.
A good point to
then
bring out.
Theo realized it was him, so he, as he's turning, he's not thinking this is a cop. He's thinking, oh, that's JJ.
Oh, that's JJ. You know, and JJ remembers, he recognized my voice. And he kept saying that he didn't see Theo. I didn't see Theo. I didn't see him. I didn't know it was him. But then when Theo turned around, then he's having these flashbacks. Oh, yeah, I did know it was him. I saw his face. But then Abigail's trying to tell him, now you're putting that memory in your, because you know it was him now. So he's trying to, and it's like a split second. And I have to say, this is like relevant with police and all that and all that that's been going on.
Yeah.
And
it's like,
you can kind of see the split second when that when he turned
Absolutely.
Around, he really thought that was the gun, and he felt threatened, and the guy,
Absolutely.
He gave him how many chances. To,
and with
yeah,
the
yeah,
shadows,
and that's their training.
It looks
like
a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes people see what, from the policeman's perspective, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what, and then you have Lonnie, who's caught in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend, dad,
mm-hmm.
her brother. So she has all that conflict going on, and she understands because
mm-hmm.
she's a cop, and she's trying to explain that
mm-hmm.
to her dad. And here's the thing that I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking. Now, wait a minute, Abe, you were a cop.
Yeah.
You should like,
I know,
he,
but, he's not,
but I know
he's
a father first.
An emotional, yeah,
he's
yeah.
A, and a father before a cop. But yeah, he should realize that JJ was a cop and was doing every. Alani was trying to say that she felt that JJ did everything that he, you know, that they were trained to do.
Right.
So there's just so many like aspects and just so many.
But don't you think that's a perfect example? The way they're handling that and the way that they're writing it. To be able to see from all the different angles how people are feeling and that they're having really
right.
legitimate thoughts. Like, you know, in other words, it's not plot-driven,
mm-hmm.
it's character-driven, and it's humanity-driven.
And emotional. And
like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you know, I was thinking it was a gun. And then, oh, my gosh, he didn't drop it
right.
because sometimes he's literal and takes
right.
things literally, and it wasn't a weapon. He says, I should have said drop. What's in your hand?
Or why?
You know,
and he's
when you
second guessing
him.
Himself.
And
yeah.
he would have never
yeah.
thought
Which
it was Theo
everyone
that he
does.
Was chasing. First of all, you know, but yeah.
No, he didn't. No.
So yeah,
and
I mean,
now
so
the
all
question
that,
is
even that it's all very detailed, very true to life. I think in terms of just the way they're. I mean, I just love the writing. I just love the writing.
And so now Abe doesn't want to accept that his son was doing something wrong, but Lonnie's thinking, like, what was Theo doing there? It was Theo. He was trying to break in. He had one of those things that, you know, and now the whole thing is, like, who's setting it up, you know, and of course, the Damaras right away, Abe's, you know, which he's kind of right, it is the Damaras that were behind getting Theo to do that. But everyone thinks it's Andre. I don't know, did you see those scenes? With Kate and Chad and all them. Anybody want to?
Mm-hmm. Carrie, do you?
Did, or,
yeah. No, sorry, what
yeah.
were you saying?
Huh?
With Kate and her, Chad right away is blaming, when Chad finds out, he blames Andre. And did you see Kate's reaction? If he would have watched the reaction of Andre and the reaction of Kate, he would have realized that Kate was the guilty.
Yeah.
Kate was so obviously
yeah.
guilty.
Yeah, it was obvious.
And Abigail saw it. Yeah, did you see that? And Abigail looked at her like, not Chad. Chad was ripping into Andre right away, you know,
yeah.
always.
Uh-huh.
And like Andre's there, like he's like, what the heck? He's like, he looks confused and like, here we go again. Nobody believes me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those were good scenes with Kate, and now she's torn, and now, of course, she's been calling Theo. Theo, where are you? She did call Theo to stop it. She did
mm-hmm.
when she, you know she did call to stop it, but by then it was too late. So she has all these messages in there implicating that it was her.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the hospital. Here at the time, Theo dropped his gun on the. Up, you know, the hospital floor before they take him, and Tripp finds it, and he's just about ready to give it to Hope, and somehow, I can't remember, maybe Jen will remember when we bring her on, Hope was called away somehow really quickly, and so Tripp didn't have a chance to give it to Hope, and of course Kate's always lingering, and she notices this, and she comes in, and did you see that, Anna? Or did you want to talk
yeah,
about what
well,
Kate
just,
how Kate handled that?
Well, basically, Kate saw through everything except for like half of Thursday and all of Friday, so I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure how that all ended. But basically, she put the squeeze on Tripp and was like,
right.
basically blackmailing him. Right? I mean, I think I like ended it right around that time, so I'm not sure I saw the whole thing.
Yeah,
but basically.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I know. He goes, I think I know why you don't want me to turn this over. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was going to turn it over. Yeah, he was going to turn it over to the cops.
Oh,
you know, because Kate.
Yeah,
wanted,
she was
just
trying
give me the
to
phone.
Say she would take it because she would because wasn't
right.
she
saying she would
that,
take it
like,
to Hope.
Hope had had to go
right.
to the Hope was over at the mansion, and so interviewing
right.
Andre or something or doing something, and so
yeah, I think
she
was going there to interview.
Kate was like,
the
oh, well, it just makes so much more sense for me to take it, and Tripp's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's just all so convenient, isn't it, Kate? And so they go
oh,
back
because,
and forth.
Because because before that, Tripp had overheard a conversation between Kate and Theo about something illegal. They were talking about doing it, and Theo said something
right.
doing something illegal, and that's when Kate walked in. Tripp walked in the door.
Right.
So and Kate knows that. So then
right.
she blackmails him because Kate at one point overheard Steve and Kayla talking about what Tripp did and how they more or less kind of covered that up and never
mm-hmm.
really reported it. Or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she and he says, "I don't care. Do what you want. I don't know. I'll pay for it. I'll you know, I'll go to prison." She said, "Yes, but I know you want to protect Kayla because she's part
mm-hmm.
of the cover up and she could lose her." Yeah. So that's how.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, Katie girl." Boy, she's really
she always knows
yeah. Her wills
it,
were. Oh boy, yeah. That she is cold and calculating there. Then everybody goes out. You know, then he gives her the phone, and she's there. Delete, delete, delete. She deleted everything. Then he hands him back the phone. Now you can give it to Hope. And they're ooh. So Tripp leaves, and then she like breaks down, crying and
oh.
You know.
Because she loves Theo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
I don't think
next
I saw,
week
I
think is when
that.
She
I
confides in Andre. Yeah, and I think next week is when she tells Andre what she, you know, what happened.
So now if Andre's
guilt was
smart,
too much.
If Andre's smart, he'll get some sex out of this. I don't know how, you know, he's got to figure out some way.
Perfect
poor
thing.
Guy.
That's what I'm saying to you, too.
I'm just kidding. But
say,
just
okay,
joking, but
it's time
like,
to share a bedroom now, Kate. It's been
oh.
way too long.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect time. So we'll see. See what happens. No. All right. Let's bring in, I think this is Jen. Bring her on.
Hey, ladies.
So Jen?
Hey,
hi.
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. So, did you guys have a good time?
Oh, yes. I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. It's always fun to go there and, you know,
yeah.
see everybody.
I wish I could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Carrie could have been, too.
Yeah.
It was Marianne and then Sherry, Henry, and Carrie Sachs.
Carrie Garfield.
Yeah.
Or Sachs.
Sachs. Sachs.
Yeah. She's back to Sachs. Sachs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of these days,
time.
All three of us will. But anyway. So,
yeah,
Jen, did
be
you
nice.
See any
yeah.
of, did you
long
watch
as days
any
keep
it,
going.
Was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to watch up to Wednesday. Oh, my God. If James Reynolds does not get in, something seriously wrong.
I know. Yeah, like we always say that.
Yeah, he's
you
got
know.
Some definite Emmy reel material for sure.
Yeah,
for sure this year. So does Brian Bottillo. You know.
Yep.
So those two for sure, I think qualify.
Yeah.
So.
This would be the perfect time to bring back Jonah. Right now would be
his
younger brother.
His brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He had been a medical student.
Right. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be the perfect time to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I was pilot.
You could always bring Lexi back from the dead, too. You know.
Yay!
Hey,
that's what I want.
I'd like to see her come back. I mean, they're bringing everybody else back from the dead, so I don't know.
I like
so
Aiden
what do you think
back.
About the back from the dead? Oh, go ahead.
I like Abe and Val. I like them together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those were nice interviews. Yes, I like her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're cute together, I think. So, I don't know. So what do you think from the Back from the Dead storyline with Will? That's the other. I guess we have those two big storylines going on now.
I feel bad for Paul.
It's nice to
see
Chandler.
King.
I do,
and
too.
Paul needs a hug. Somebody needs a hug.
And Paul, he's took, you know, and he did finally do the, he's all this, you know, for one day, everybody's getting on his case for one day.
Everybody's
he
mad
didn't
at him
say
for
that.
One day of hesitating.
Yeah. One day of hesitating when, like, Sammy would have covered things up for months, you know, and Sammy's ripping into him. I mean, really? Sammy? Come on. Yeah, and Sonny, and like, yeah, it's like, and even his dad.
I do have to mention one thing, though. With him thinking he's EJ, that is just too Oedipal for me. It's just a little weird, because when he said that he had two kids and Sonny's like, no, you have one, you know, Ariana, and he was really thinking he was EJ and he had two. And I was like, okay,
and then he was married to Sammy.
Your mom. I know. That's your mom.
But he was married. He thinks he was married to Sammy. Yeah. That's
you know,
Paul
it
Susan
does.
Telling
you know
him.
What? I think.
And he's
I think
straight.
It's very. I mean, it's very. I know it's very much stretching the imagination how they're getting to
it
this.
Is.
But I will say that is a really interesting twist I had not thought of, though, that he's been brainwashed into thinking he's EJ, and EJ was straight, and so it's like it will be an interesting dynamic of him finding his homosexuality again, you know, and all that. You know,
you
like
have to come
out
again.
Yes.
His memories of. How's your memory? If you're homosexual and you're gay, you know you're gay. You don't remember.
Yeah.
That doesn't erase from your memory. That's who you are.
But what I'm saying is it's going to be interesting to see how they explore that. Yeah. Listen, to see how they handle that. You know what I'm saying? That's a very,
Could
be a very dicey situation.
I just think, how are you going to explain that aspect when the gay, they're going to come out and say, wait a minute.
Well, maybe, though. I mean, because Will's only been gone for a few years, and during that time, you know, his mother, Susan's been, you know, probably...
I don't think Will's had sex at all either way.
Yeah, I was going to say, Susan probably hasn't let him get out much.
it doesn't look
very,
like it. No, he
seems very, coddled.
He has his little boy bed with the EJ atop the... I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Treating him like he's... She's acting like he's a little boy. Yes, a little. And she brings out all the little, his little hair thing on there. Oh, this is so creepy.
Did y'all love it, though, when Sammy decked her, when she decked Susan? Oh, my gosh, I loved it.
Oh, yes. Susan had smacked Sammy, but then Sammy decked her then, too. And Sammy's there screaming at Will, are you freaking kidding me? EJ is 6 foot tall with an English accent. And you're here, she says, how can you believe you're him? And I was like, oh, that was funny. Yeah, so. I don't know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see Chandler Massey back. He was nice to talk to him. And I had asked him what he was doing. And he had gone back to school, like what he had been doing since he left, when he left A's. And he had,
it was really nice to see him.
I don't know how they'll handle that triangle, but I don't know who I kind of, Sonny and Paul have really grown on me.
I like them.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want Sonny
and Paul
together.
It's definitely going to be an interesting story, I think. I think they've definitely, they got my attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then we have Kristen coming back.
Yes, and who I hear? The nun?
The nun's coming back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see her smack Sammy. I love the one she smacks Sammy.
I'd like to. Anybody that smacks Sammy is. to watch. Just to shut her up. She got arrested again.
They should just leave her in. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like.
No.
Was Tyler
anything else about that storyline?
Yeah. Was Tyler Christopher at Day of Days?
No.
No, Obama.
Yeah, they usually don't have people that aren't on yet at Day of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Only one. Yeah, usually. They don't. No.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe they might introduce them because they are coming on like they did the girl who plays Sierra, is going to play Sierra.
Yeah.
But, yeah. In fact, they weren't even in, I don't even know when they're coming on because they weren't even in the previews. I thought they would, or I don't think that I remember seeing them, I don't think, Louise or Tyler were there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we have Jen Lilly coming back. She just started filming again this week.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So
like
Brady, Brady needs somebody to help him.
To stomp on his heart again and tear it to pieces. Yeah.
After what he did to Eve. He don't deserve nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's another story going on. What he did to Eve, planted that, frame her. But then she had a good alibi from Chloe.
Yep.
And Victor's just sitting back watching Brady hang himself. You know.
Yep.
Well, didn't you think she was going to have a – he just is so dry. The humor just comes out of him like, you know, and he was right, and it's exactly what got – Brady was because Eve had the alibi.
Yep.
Which Brady didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And in the right mind would give Brady a company.
Oh, really? Yeah. And poor Eric, we got on Eric again. Eric Martsoff. We got on him again about Brady. He says, I know. A poor guy, I think he hears that at every state.
Probably.
Clueless Brady. Yeah. But he wanted to know if we were Team Brady or Team Nicole. And I said, a little bit of both. Both were fun. Yeah. Like, how could she do that to him after she got her happy ending? And I said, it was a little forced.
I'm totally Team Brady.
I told him what
point.
I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, that was a little forced. I said, all of a sudden, she's in love with Eric. Where did that come from? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. I said, that to me, I did not believe it. He said, and I said and I told him about the defense. I said, you know, Sonny had the defense, and everybody was talking, or whoever did it would probably get off because they were all drugged. Nicole was drugged, and they never brought that up when Brady blackmailed her. He said, I know. He said, you fans don't miss anything. I said, No. So he says, but they had to do something. And he was saying about Ari leaving, and it was her choice. I said, I understand that, but. And I said, and they did leave it open for Nicole to come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm Team Brady if for no other reason than her haircut at the last week she was on. Holy cow. Oh, sorry. I had to add that. Of course, Carrie, you're the Eric Cole fan.
Yes.
So,
what
did you think of Eric being there to help Jennifer through this difficult time? I actually like them together, but I get it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they're cute. Yeah.
They are cute, but I get it though because I see with Nicole and Eric there was the passion and everything, but. I think Eric and Jen are kind of cute together.
Yeah.
A lot better than Daniel and her ever were. Daniel was
gosh.
True.
Yeah.
That was nauseating. Oh, those are the days that Twitter handle posts the screen caps every day of whatever happened, you know, in Days history. They had a screen caps of Nicole throwing a football at Daniel and hitting him on the head and knocking him out.
Carrie, what handle is that?
I think it was Those Were the Days. Is that what it is?
Oh,
I'll have to check.
Those Were the Days?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I retweeted it, so if you go through my
That's
tweets,
funny.
You'll find it. Yeah, so I'm cool with Jennifer and Eric. I like to see how they go, see how that works out. They said they're going to go slow.
Jeez, Jenna, I hear what you're saying, Carrie. What you're saying is, if Jennifer can learn to unbutton his shirt quickly and often, you're on board.
Oh yeah,
I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she can resist him. I mean, holy cow, he's so smoking. I mean, he's a hard guy on the show.
We missed him. He wasn't there at the Day of Days.
Oh.
Greg Vaughn wasn't there. Yeah. That was disappointing. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, I mean, well, not to say, now he's out in Nicole's orbit, hopefully they'll give Eric a good storyline now.
Yeah.
He is fine. Seriously, everybody, all the women in Salem should be chasing after all. I don't understand why they're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get some.
Yeah. Between Eric and Lucas,
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and we interviewed Meredith, who plays Anne,
mm-hmm.
and she
mm-hmm.
has this great, she wants Lucas. And I said, where have you been? And she says, I don't know, but I'll come back anytime. She says, here's the thing. She said, Lucas gets at his lowest low, and Anne swoops in and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, helps him recover. And then they get married, and she drives her sister, you know, her sister-in-law, Jen, you know, she says, and I'll drive her nuts, and I'll call her Sissy. I'll come in, and I'll say, Sissy, after.
That's cute.
I said, yeah, that sounds good. I said, you should be writing. I said, just like you. I said, that sounds good. So, yeah, she's open to, you know, anything with Lucas. So,
you know, it would really drive Jen
was there.
Nuts.
She was funny.
And Anne, Lucas, and Eve triangle.
Ooh.
I'm wondering Eve and Brady. That was brought
up.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Eve and Brady. Yeah.
Eve and Brady. Yeah, they can. Yeah, that's what we were saying, too. We kind of interviewed them kind of separately first, Cassie and Eric. But, you can see that starting out that hate and then love thing. Well, here's the thing. You know, Eve, and now Teresa's coming back. So there you
mm-hmm.
go. There's a triangle right there. So I don't know. I'm thinking Lucas and Chloe. And Chloe. They had them together for the interview. So I don't know. That's what I said. What does this mean?
I wasn't originally on board with that idea, but if they do that, I think they'll do it better than the time before when they were together. Because the time before, they had
mm-hmm.
zero chemistry. It was awful. But it really wasn't ever intended to be, because she was supposed to get pregnant by Philip or whatever, or Daniel, or, you know, whatever, that whole thing. So I didn't like it at all at the time, but I think the way they're writing they're writing Chloe with a lot more depth than they used to.
Yes,
new writers.
Oh, yeah. Her character's so much better.
She's not the cartoon Chloe that we've gotten the last three or four or five times she's come back. Yeah, so I think they're writing her with a lot more depth. So, and she's been there for Lucas, so I can kind of get on board with that, I think.
Yeah.
What would that be? What would
you
can
tell she cares about
Lucas. Would it be Louie or Clucas?
Louie?
Chocus? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I am kind of bummed, though, because I really like Lucas and Adrian together, so I'm still not over that. But I would love for Brian to have a story, so I think I could get on board with the Chloe thing. If they continue writing her with the depth that they're writing for her now, I could get on board with that. And, don't you think that Mama Kate would love that?
She'd be like
Brownie? Anybody want a Brownie?
Yes. Well, you know, nobody's good enough for her baby boy there, you know, no matter who Lucas. Yeah, Kate's not gonna like them. So we also got on Brian about Lucas, and it got dumped twice by the real Adrian and the fake Adrian.
Yep.
That poor Lucas. He's got to find somebody.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah.
What's wrong with the women in Salem?
But he's really got a good. I don't know. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And then Val, this Billy, we interviewed Billy Flynn. Although I think Billy Flynn was had a big hangover.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, go watch some of his interviews. I don't know, especially the one with even the one with Michael Fairman, him and Marcy. But I don't know. He was funny, but you could just tell. Anyway, he was late to the. We were teasing him. He was late. And they introduce on the red carpet. They introduce alphabetically. Well, because Billy was late. They said he got stuck in traffic. But oh, he'll be here. Well, he made it right at the end of the end carpet, so he was the last one to be introduced. I said, "Oh, leave it." I said, "Was that planned, Billy? You know." The last one to make the grand entrance, and Marcy was teasing him about it too. So, I don't know, but they were a fun interview too. So, and then he had an interview and he was talking very nicely about Teo and the whole relationship between Andre and Chad, and also him and Teo, and Teo kind of cut in and. Kind of was walking by at the time and grabbed him around the neck, and he was telling Teo about the story about the pocket watch, which was supposed to be Stefano's, and how he passed it on and gave it to Billy. And actually, when Billy was telling the story, he was getting emotional, and he said that was actually Teo's pocket watch that he used, and it was like he was passing it. You know
Aww.
What I mean? He said that between the brothers, but also between them as actors, and he was telling us that story. And he said, you know what, I got emotional then. He says, and every time I tell that story, I get, you know. And then so Teo was coming by, and he grabbed him. He says, I was telling them that story about the pocket watch. You know, so they had a moment there, which I thought was neat. So, yeah, so I snapped a picture of them. You know, he grabbed Billy around the neck. So that was kind
of course, like brothers do.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
What's that?
He gave him a watch, and he still waits.
He gave him a yes. He still waits.
That's a good
yeah.
point.
He was
good
stuck
point,
in traffic.
Jen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh boy,
so that was another. That was the fun
Salem.
Interview.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there those two storylines are the ones that kind of stood out? I don't know if they're in the one with Brady and E. And I don't know. That's. If there's anything else, and all those storylines involve so many people. Both of them are my number. You know what I mean? They all both between
well,
both stories. They use all the actors. Almost every actor is used in between just those two stories, which is
amazing.
Mhm.
Yeah. I'd say. Can we all agree that this is Sweeps Month, and it actually seems like Sweeps Month?
Yes.
A lot of in the past.
November sweeps,
I mean, I know that we have it what in February, May, July, September, and then November. And I'm always thinking stories are like before or after sweeps. And I'm like, they actually got it on the right month this time. No, I'm just kidding.
And what, the next one's what, February?
Kind of true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it actually feels like a sweeps month with all this other stuff going on that, you know, that involves everybody and everything. So, yeah, I'd say they're doing, I mean, for us longtime fans who know the history, and didn't Sherry say something to you about that, Marianne, that Sherry and Ryan contribute a lot to the history part of it,
yeah,
because
like
Ron wasn't a part of the show. I mean, he's coming in. He does the writing,
right.
The day-to-day writing.
She was
he does the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, day-to-day writing. Yeah, Ron does mainly everything. Ron is the head writer, and everything you're seeing, there are his decisions. They contribute, you know, and the final decision is what you're seeing. Like, if you have a gripe, it's probably with Ron.
It's Ron.
But they can lend, but she says they can, like, suggest things. They keep him informed about the history a lot. Him,
and you can really
her and
tell.
Ryan.
You can really tell.
Yeah.
Because there's
yeah.
just layers. Every single episode there are layers to their conversations that we used to not have.
Yeah.
You know, I really noticed. They really stand
right.
out now.
They're doing more character driven than plot driven.
Yes, I've noticed that too. It's like
more so.
It's
I
not,
hate
like
that.
With JJ, before, it's like almost like. The Theo thing with JJ and Theo, it would almost be like, oh, we're going to make this a political thing and we're going to set it up this way so that we can make this commentary or whatever. But now it's like you're actually, what's going on in JJ's mind and how was Theo under, you know, of course we haven't heard from Theo yet, but it's like, how might Theo have been looking at it, you know, especially being autistic and everything. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just, it's really, really well done. I have to say, they need to get an Emmy this next year for the writing, I think.
They should.
Definitely.
For writing, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we have Theo's in a coma now, is kind of what Kayla came on to tell him. And then Valerie's feeling bad because she feels she made some kind of a little bit of a mistake or got too close to something, but Kayla's no,
mm-hmm.
you know, she did, you know, it was risky anyway, and she did everything that she could. And, but
Ellen, then also Hope being the new commissioner, and then she lets JJ back on the force supposedly prematurely, and then this happens now.
And
of course,
right,
this is going
right.
to blow everything wide open, and
right.
it's going to cause mm-hmm. more tension between her and Rafe, because Rafe didn't think she should have done that, and blah, blah, blah. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to, like, cause more pressure on her as the commissioner, too. So, I mean, there's just a lot of multi-layer. Oh, I have to also say, okay, we were talking about Trip, the guy who plays Trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the scenes with him and Steve and how he was trying to, he's like, look, dude, triangles, yeah, they don't work out. They're not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they don't work.
Because the kid was sitting there all, you know, like sad and everything. And, you know, so of course Steve knew why he was upset. Yeah. And so,
mm-hmm.
he's like, look, trust me. And then he explained how he lost his eye. I guess Bo and him fighting over a girl, whatever it was. And so it was like,
mm-hmm.
it was just really fun to watch that. I really enjoyed that interaction with him. It's like, and he's just trying to warn me, like, look, triangles, run from them. They're not. And I just thought, well, triangles are the lifeblood of soap operas. But what I thought was cute was it was like, we call them like tries or whatever. And it was just funny because like Steve was calling it that, you know, I don't know. It was just, it was really, they were just really good together. I really enjoyed their scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he said to Steve, he says, you mean Bo did that? I thought he was your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think they were fighting over Britta. Remember Britta?
Yes.
I think that was her name. Or was her name Britta?
The
Swedish girl or whatever back in the day, way back
yeah.
in the day. I think that's who they were fighting over. Okay. Oh, Carrie says goodbye. She has to go to work. So, leave
early,
a little early.
Early tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye,
yeah.
Carrie.
Yeah. So, bye.
Anyway, so I just wanted to throw, I don't know. I didn't have myself. I just happened to think of that. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can wrap up now. I just happened to think of that this last week, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was trying to think what else was going on, but those are the two storylines that just stick in my head that I can't think of anything else because I think they all kind of played into that. And I think we covered most of the. Do you have anything else, Jen? Or anything you can think of?
Involved in one of those.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Jen? Everyone's involved in one of those storylines.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
There's
another one we talked about.
One way or the other.
Yeah, we talked to Suzanne Rogers, who's a dear to talk to, Maggie, that plays Maggie, and she was talking about her 93-year-old mother lives with her, and she was saying, she's so cute, and she is saying, like, well, she couldn't understand why she had to go to work. It was Saturday. She wanted to, well, why do you have to go to work, you know? And she said, well, this is work, you know, she tried to explain to her, you know. So she said, Mom, it's going to be a long day. I won't be home till late. And, so that was cute, you know. and she'll watch her on TV and wonder why. And then she should be on every day. How come you're not on every day? You should be on every day. So she's her biggest fan, so that was cute.
Aww, that's sweet.
Yeah. And we told her, like, we missed John, John Aniston, not being there.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't there. But,
yeah.
He hasn't been there the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Marianne, too, for sharing with us, helping us be a fly on the wall a little bit with your I was there. You and I were there 2 years ago, was it, together? No, three.
Yeah, two years.
2015.
The 50th. Yeah, so that would have been 2015, two years ago on their big 50th thing. And it was fun.
It was
a whole different perspective. And I know you've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there as a fan in 2011, and you were there as a fan waiting in the line.
Uh-huh, a couple
and then
times, yeah.
To go back and have the privilege of, to interview them
it's
back
a
there
real
is
blessing.
Just is wonderful.
It's truly a blessing.
It's
and when you're sitting there, they're so, the actors and everybody, they're just so wonderful. And they really
they
are.
They're just so
really good with us and stuff. And then it's just really, can't thank Dave
they're
enough
so approachable
for giving us the honor of being able to be in there and get the interviews. I mean, we are truly longtime fans, and so it's such a neat thing, to be able to actually sit across the table from, these guys. And in between, sometimes you're talking to them, like you said, you might have sidebar conversations, in between things.
Oh, yeah, cool. In between the interviews. So they'll be just standing around, and you can walk right up to them. And in fact, as they're coming in, in the morning, they'll come. Mm-hmm. They take them, bring them into the restaurant there through Universal City Walk. And as they walk through, I'm standing there, they'll stop and talk to you. Oh, hi, where are you from, with who, and where are you from, or where'd you come from? Clear from Pennsylvania. Oh, well, that's not, and Eric, he's funny. I told him, because he's from Harrisburg, and he's, John's, John's right up by Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, I've been there, yeah. So, it's like, it's nice just to be able to talk to them that way, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. They're real people, and it's really nice. I mean, they work really hard. I mean, we all work hard, but it's like everybody has, things in their lives that they're dealing with and stuff, but it's nice that, they do really work hard for us and, they're passionate about, about the show. And it's neat. It's just really nice.
And we talked to Judy Evans too, and about Bonnie, and we're hoping Bonnie comes back or whatever. And I said, and I told her about, you need to get together with Clyde Weston, Bonnie and Clyde. And she just laughed. Yeah, so that's Jen had said that, so it's like,
That was cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
Aww.
I asked Deidre, are we gonna see Hattie again? And she said, and she answered like Hattie, and I'm there, oh my God, she just changed just like that or something. Yeah, she's, I don't think so. And she was talking like Hattie, and it was like, that was funny how she just went right into Hattie. But it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Jen, did you have anything else?
No other.
What?
No, I think we got everything.
All right. Well, good chatting with you ladies. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if we're going to be
finished
on next week or not. I guess we'll have to figure out our schedules and everything. But
I'm available if anybody else. I think I am. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm not sure yet, but probably will. But okie dokie.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Thanks for all of your time. Take care, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.